Okay. I call the City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 14, 2018, 7 p.m. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Coke?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Plocher?
Here.
Milchewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Terulis? Hernandez? A quorum is established.
Are there any amendments to the agenda? If not, proceed to the presentations, employee assistance, employee appreciation of service. I need Tim in. Forward with the plate. Brianna,
Shay's gonna talk just to bring in her direct supervisor.
Okay.
Well, pretty much, I can point through a couple of things to see if basically, Rhiannon's been working for the Oracle Parks and Recreation Department for over 8 years between her full-time and part-time employment. She started off as a part-time preschool assistant, and then over her 3 years being part-time, she worked her way up to be the lead preschool teacher. And due to her dedication, her amazing curriculum that she did, rapport that she's established with all of her families and students that she had, we decided it was a great idea to promote her to full-time status as our lead preschool teacher as well as child development coordinator. And that was in July of 2013. At that time, not only was she taking on a full-time role as needing to develop those areas and making her preschool better and bigger, we were also moving back from the rec center to the hydraulic building, so she was a huge asset to us in redeveloping and redesigning that entire building. And kind of making it what's become today, which is noted by almost every family who walks into the building that it's a warm, welcoming, safe environment for all the kids who enter. So she was a huge asset, just not only becoming full-time, but then helping us out in those other areas as well. Throughout her work, dedication, extreme ability to multitask, she's now made two incredible programs, which are for our first playtime preschool and Ray Central. We have over 100 kids enrolled in total in those programs yearly that she manages and coordinates, as well as 8 part-time staff throughout the year. Not only does she have those 2 programs, she then does camps and classes and programs throughout the entire year and is able to do it flawlessly. And the thing I know the most is that you're able to keep your sanity working with children every day, all day, throughout the entire year. So props to that, because anyone with kids knows how hard that can be. So a couple of fun facts about Rhiannon. She first went to school to get a degree in design, where she did get her associate's degree, but then decided that kids was really where it was at. So she went back to school and got her lead teacher certification in early child development. She's married to Brian, who's here. Thanks for coming. And she also has a teenage son, Austin. When she does have a chance to escape the Parks and Rec, she tries to fly out west to Arizona, where she enjoys hiking and some outdoors adventures there. And then on a personal note, I've known Rhiannon for 8 years now, which is really crazy. And I've seen her on the work side, but it has been truly amazing for me to see on a personal side, now that lady, yet again, nice waving there, she's been enrolled in Parker's Playtime Preschool and Ray Central for 2 years now. And it was really amazing for me to see how Rhiannon interacts with the kids and gets down on their level and truly connects with them no matter who they are, what their backgrounds are, what they bring to the table. And that's why I think she's been so successful in her role and what she's doing, because she knows how to connect with them, she knows what to get the best out of them. So thank you, because as a parent and as your supervisor, I've really seen the work that you've done and everything that you bring to the table. And I know we've always talked about what your goal is for Parker's Playtime and your role there, and that's to basically get kids excited for school, make them want to learn, and really set that start for them so they're successful as they continue. And I see you do that every day, I see it with my own kid, and I can't wait to see you continue to do that with your time here at Parker's Playtime. So thank you very much for all that you do. Thank you.
You're on the pass.
Appreciate it. Does anyone want to take a picture with you?
Yeah.
Not have any public hearings tonight. Are there any citizens' comments on agenda items? If not, there is no consent agenda, there's no minutes for approval, bills per payment information, $1,426,923.23, that's informational, and we'll move on to the mayor's report. Item one, CC 2018-37, request to dispose of a police department vehicle. I need a motion and a second for to authorize staff to dispose of a 2013 Chevy Tahoe, VIN number is in the minutes via a sealed bid process.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Aye. Coke.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Item number two, CC 2018-38, resolution approving payment to All Union Fence Company for materials for the Hestet Street project. I need a motion and a second to approve a resolution approving the payment to All Union Fence Company for the materials for the Hestet Street project and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? Oh,
I think this is one of those situations where you like we knew what we were walking into. I think it only right. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get this last month because I see the letter was dated like the end of June. Operating a small business or two myself, I know how hard it is to kind of hold on to bills you're waiting on getting paid. So I would say yeah, let's pay these people.
Okay. Roll call.
Frieders?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, item number three, CC 2018-39, ordinance approving the amendment of the declaration for the Ashley Point Homeowners Association and approving an estoppel letter. I need a motion and a second to approve an ordinance approving the amendment of the declaration for the Ashley Point Homeowners Association and then approving an estoppel letter and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? Concerns?
I just have a quick comment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously, this is one of those things where we have to depend on our staff. It's the estoppel letter obviously has some really in-depth issues with old ordinances that goes into the history of this. So, you know, obviously, as aldermen, we don't have the resources to look into the stuff ourselves. Obviously, we depended on our staff to do their due diligence. So, I don't have any objection to it based on our staff's due diligence and answers. So, I'm really voting for it.
Anyone else? Bart, did you want to?
Yeah, the biggest issue in there is. Science language, and stop the letter basically memorializes the fact that whoever the builder is that's coming in will not have development obligations to a degree, and the developer will either get them done or we have a bond in place that will have to make sure it gets called at a date in the future should they develop it in some way or another. The rest of the issues are kind of a clarification of memorializations of different issues in the agreement.
No question. A roll call.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Was I, I'm sorry. Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. I show no Public Works Committee report. I show no Economic Development Committee report. No Public Safety Committee report. No Admin Committee report. Park Board? Planning and zoning, no report. City council report. City clerk report.
No report.
Community liaison report.
I just got a quickie.
Okay.
The Yorkville sponsored National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month proclamation project. We hit 12 states today with Columbia, South Carolina joining, so that's 142 cities and 8 counties and 12 states.
Excellent. Staff reports. Additional business. Chris?
I just want to ask a couple of questions. Since we didn't have a public safety meeting, we're kind of an alternate. I know we had a department from the police chief who had a termination, and wanted to just check if we could get a report on what the plan is for staffing. I know this year was to be more of a vehicle year, but I want to just check and see kind of what our plan is for filling the vacancies and positions. I know we were kind of in a, we settled in where we're at for officers, so we decided we're comfortable with that. But in terms of the promotions that were on the agenda in the last council meeting that were tabled, I wanted to see kind of what our plan is in terms of filling those positions, what type of timeline we're looking at for our officers list and for sending recruits to an academy. I believe we also have one that didn't make it through our system. It just concerns me that we're losing more than we're bringing out. We're not stabilizing our police officer numbers.
So the problem we're facing is with the basic training academies, there's nothing available.
At this moment?
Correct.
Next one,
January. PTI is not as booked until 2019. Mm-hmm. State police is not taking any, and Celia, the other ones, also booked. Our list expires in October, which is well before the next class, so we're going to be looking at the police and fire commission, looking at new hires, doing an application. We have a meeting this week coming up to work on that process. Just going through that.
We could also get you a memo report.
Would this also potentially be a budget amendment for us in terms of appropriate? Yeah, we've already done some vehicle acquisitions. Would we have to deal with some additional staffing costs? For training problems, because it's not staffing that they're facing.
Nothing that has been acted upon or is in the process of being acted upon is expected to result in a budget amendment, to my knowledge, at this point. So I'm not exactly sure what Rich's entire plan is. I'm going to back with each position off the top of my head anyway. But I'll have him put something together with me to talk about the public safety or just give it into a memo.
Yeah, since we're quarterly on public safety, I will bring it up and get some time to think about it or figure out what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. There is no executive session. Citizens' comments in general. If none, meeting adjourned.